Esports, I'm Josh Rountree. In the NFL, a harsher punishment for Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson, who will serve an 11-game unpaid suspension, pay a $5 million fine, and undergo required professional evaluation and counseling following accusations of sexual misconduct by 24 women. Watson's suspension begins August 30th, when he won't be allowed at the team's facility. He may return for the Browns game on December 4th in Houston. In baseball, the Brewers earned a split with the Dodgers. More from correspondent Chuck Freeman.
The Brewers were able to gain a split in the series, holding the Dodgers' explosive bats to 13 runs in the four games, a 5-3 Brewers win in the finale. Andrew McCutchen delivered two home runs to jumpstart the Brewers' offense. He says two home run games are a rarity for him these days.
Put two good swings on two pitches that I could do something with, so... You know, doesn't happen all the time.
Starting pitcher Corbin Burns pitched five shutout innings. The Dodgers began to get to him in the sixth when they scored their three runs. But the Brewers bullpen shut the Dodgers down the rest of the game. Closer Devin Williams struck out the side in the ninth for the save. Chuck Freeman, Milwaukee.
In Chicago, the Astros unloaded on the White Sox, pounding out 25 hits in a 21-5 victory. Houston's Alex Bregman with a pair of homers in the second highest run total game in Astros history.
You know, I was just trying to put together some good at-bats today after a tough day yesterday, and was fortunate to put a few good swings on some balls.
In St. Louis, the Cardinals blanked the Rockies 13-0 as Albert Pujols in his final season hit a pinch-hit grand slam, his 690th career home run.
Being part of a great organization, great group of guys that want to win, young players that want to learn, and I'm blessed to be here and just help those guys out. So for me, it's great.
And in college football, the Big Ten has announced its new 7-year media rights deal with Fox, NBC, and CBS that is believed to be the richest ever struck with a college sports conference. The deal is reportedly worth more than $1 billion in yearly revenue. I'm Josh Rountree, AP Sports.